Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'da. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with Qur'an-i Kareem, which is the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an extraordinary book, and every letter, word, statement, ending of an ayat is filled with hidayat. And there is so much to learn from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bi-iznillah, there is no other book in this world that is read or recited like how the Quran is recited. In fact, reciting also on one side, even listening to the Quran, there is nothing that can be compared to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the last chapter, has titled one surah as Suratul Fajr. Suratul Fajr. And it begins with the word wal-fajri, wal-fajri. In the Arabic language, when the waw comes in the beginning, this is known as waw qasmiya. And so waw qasmiya means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath, qasam, by something. Now one mas'ala about qasam, when we take an oath. In Islam, one can take an oath, one can take qasam in matters that are of great importance. A person should not just be in the habit of taking qasam as a habit, but only when he is required to. And the reason why a person will take qasam is so that the people in the community or the people around him will know from right to wrong. How will you know what is right and what is wrong? In Sharia, a person cannot take an oath but only by the name of Allah. Why? Because it is only the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is so beloved to a mu'min, a believer, that it is expected that he will never lie if he takes the name of Allah. He has the azmat, the value of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I can name, I can lie for other things in this dunya, but if I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the name of Allah, I cannot lie. And so that is why for a believer, he cannot take qasam by any other name or entity, but only by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A friend of mine used to take qasam by his mother-in-law. Until I had to tell him, I said, bhai, ye kya kar rahe ho tu? Meri saas ki qasam. Kya kehta tha? Meri saasu maa ki qasam. Bhai, tumhe saasu maa itni pyari hai kya? To meri saasu maa ki qasam. So now a lot of people have a habit of, you know, flying qasams. I take qasam in the name of my son. All wrong. All galat. Because if you say you are taking qasam in the name of your son, this is shirk with Allah. You are putting someone higher than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you have love for your son more than anything in this dunya. So we need to understand the masla, masail, the rulings. You cannot take the qasam of any other entity or any other name but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the greatness and the love and that He is the Almighty, a person will have haya, a person will have shame. Aajkal humare bachche kehte hai na, I'm telling you, say Allah. What do they say? Say Allah, say Allah. A lot of people say this, say Allah. And they know if you say the name of Allah, He is not going to lie. You'll catch Him out. And that is why the scholars say that don't get into the habit of making this a very common practice. Because when you make something a common practice, the value is degraded. The value is, because it's a common, it becomes urf, urf-i-am. It becomes part of your language. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, I'm saying the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, all of the Imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat are haqq and the best of the best. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the famous four. They are all Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat and our great, great scholars. And this Ummah, Alhamdulillah, some follow the fiqh of Shafi, Maliki. But because in this masjid, Alhamdulillah, the people who come from the subcontinent, we generally follow the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Abu Hanifa gives a fatwa that when farz namaz has been read in a masjid, when farz namaz has been read in a masjid, and you come late, whose fault is it? Is it the public's fault? No, no. Whose fault is it?
Person who came late.
Person who came late. That is why also a few days ago, namaz was at 8 o'clock, this youngster in the front saf just stood up and looked behind. And I wasn't going to stand up. I was just going to make him look everywhere. Because it is also not right that you stand up before the imam. Baz logon ko bari wo hoti hai, pata nahi kya, khud mufti hote. Pehle jaldi khare ho jate. Arey bhai, there might be somebody praying sunnat, there might be something, whatever, wait. Your few seconds or 1 minute will not make you miss your emirates. Samjhe? Humari koi ticket cut nahi jayegi. So, what's hote aise? People don't know the rulings. So, Imam Abu Hanifa is saying that if namaz has been read in a masjid,
And if you come late, and if you wish to do jama'at again, then you must do it outside the main prayer hall. Where should you do it?
Outside
the main prayer hall. Why? Why did he say that? And he said it is makruhe tahrimi. What is it? Makruhe tahrimi. And the reason for that is that if people get into the habit of thinking, you know what, it's okay if we miss the first jamaat. One group says, don't worry, we've got Hafiz Sahib, we'll make a second jamaat. Another group will say, don't worry, we'll make a third jamaat. Another group will say, we'll make a fourth jamaat. Then in your own masjid, you will have how many jamaats? Plenty of jamaats. So when you make something a common practice, you are devaluing the original mas'ala. The original. So Imam Sahib is saying, have azmat and respect of the first jama'at, that the appointed imam has read, most of the people have read, you come late as Sayyid Sahib, and then you come in the masjid, you read loud, you're doing kirat, you are still disturbing the people who are reading the sunnah. Because this is not Masjid-e-Haram. This is not Masjid-e-Nabwi. This is not a masjid of a full football stadium. It's a reasonable, small capacity masjid. So, bhai, agar tum late aaye ho, to jamaat kahan karo? Niche karo. Niche karo. Niche chale jao. Yahan upar mat karo. But when you say to people, they say, ah, but in the hadith, they all become a mufti. We just wasted time in the madrasas. Hum to waise hi pagal log hai na. A few days ago, somebody rang me, said, Imam Sahib, you know, moon, chan, ye moon, ye Hazrat moon. What do I say? Muddazillahul Ali or Rahmatullah Ali? We don't know. You know, Maulana Sahib, I read the hadith. And you know, in the beginning, they say, Maulana, I don't claim to have a lot of knowledge. I don't know anything. I'm a layman. But I don't believe you. Kaged? Mane kaha. Kaha bhai? Just stop here. You are saying you are a layman. You are saying you are a person who has no knowledge. I am saying I am a man of knowledge. Because for in front of you I should say this. It's good. Some people, you know, you have to become a sir in front of some people. Because Allah knows your niyat anyway. So okay, I know the knowledge. Mujhe pata hai masla masal. Then how is it that you are saying that this is something you don't know? Oh, I am wrong in this matter. Hey, bhai, do you think all of these people of this dunya are crazy people? Unity, people don't know the definition of unity. Fajr ki namaz parte nahi, us waqt unity nazar nahi aati. Two brothers are not talking, there is no unity. You are treating your wife like a garbage, there is no unity there. You don't understand. But when it comes to moon, it's unity. Are bhai, unity means that you respect the differences of opinion. That is called unity. That is unity. Differences of opinion. Ye koi shar'i aur qat'i masala nahi hai ke bhai, this is mujtahid fi masail. Just like in, you have a difference of opinion with Imam Shafi'i, he will say that, you know, this is what you do, this is what you do. We will go through some of the masail. So sometimes what happens, the ulama say, you should not be in the habit of saying all the time qasam, because you are going to devalue the real statement. You shouldn't just say qasam, qasam, say Allah, say Allah. Now people have this habit, don't say that. Qasam, you should not say, it's very, you know, the name of Allah cannot just be used for your own desire. Qasam is generally used in the Sharia courts, Shari'i courts. Where is it? Shari'i courts. It's a very big issue. So that there is value attached to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of the times people come to me, they are non-Muslims, they say, you know, I'm a good man, I don't do this, I don't do this, I, you know, self-praise. Then why Allah won't give me Jannah? Are you? Why Allah won't give me Jannah? So I say to him, my brother, do you believe in Allah? What? Do you believe in Allah? No. When you don't believe in Allah, why do you want Allah's Jannah? Pagal. When I am your father, but you don't believe me that I am your father, you are taking Mr. John as your father, then why are you worried about this man? Because you are taking somebody else as your father, ne? Example de raha. Jab tum Allah par iman nahi rakhte ho, when you don't believe in Allah, then why are you coming to the Muslims and saying, oh, why can't we go to Jannah? Jannah tumhare Abba Jan ki jagir hai kya? Jannah belongs to you. You don't believe in Allah, you don't believe in the Quran, you don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't believe in our Qibla, you don't believe in our companions, you don't believe in our faith and our religion, then why are you so excited you want to get into the Jannah of the Muslims? Jannah only belongs to the members. What is it? Aap airport mein jaate hain na, to wo lounge hota hai, VIP lounge. Kya hota hai? To us VIP lounge mein har aadmi ja sakta hai? No. Members. You have to be executive member to get into that. So Jannah, by who you were worshipping in dunya, go to him. Tell him that, look, you know, I believed you and I followed you. You are the one who should give me the award. Go to them. You have no right to say, why can't I go? Tumhe haq hi nahi, I don't even want to bother to answer your question, because your question is illegitimate. Your question is illegitimate. Koi question dhanka ho, to main tumhe jawab do. That is why you can't even make salam to a man who is not of the Qibla. Can't. Because he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why are you saying salam to him? When he does not want to become a member, to wo to aap dunya mein bhi dekhenge. If you are a member of a conservative party, members have rights. If you are a member of Labour Party, members have rights. Everything in this dunya, you be a member. To Allah ke yahan bhi ye membership hai, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we should not devalue the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can only take an oath when it is an emergency, and the oath should only be taken not by your sasuma, or by your son, or by your uncles. Aur ek hamare dost the, bichare inki shop thi, kya thi? Allah unko jannat naseeb kare. So, living in a Christian world, and anybody who came, he used to take an oath by Jesus. Maine kaha, are bhai, what are you doing? He was a joker, very nice man. Allah give him Jannah. Bichara, you know, very clean heart. But he was a businessman. You know, businessman, how they talk. So, people have a tendency to take qasam by all sorts. It's not all sorts, it is only by Allah Pak. So, the qasam is only wallahi, billahi, tallahi, Allah ki qasam mein kha raha. That is different. Bas khatam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is Khalik, Malik, and everything belongs to Him, and He is the Malik. Everything is in His ownership. So Allah has every right to take a qasam by any entity that He has created to show the value or the benefit of what He has created to the beneficiaries, to the human beings. Baat samajh aayi nahi? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath. Wal fajri. By the dawn break. By the dawn break. Fajr. Allah ne fajr ki qasam khai. So why fajr? The mufassirin have mentioned here after understanding the masail of Qasam, Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath to show people that this Fajr we don't even realize, but it is such a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that very soon Allah is going to be giving you light and noor, and sunlight will pierce through the horizon and darkness will disappear and light will cover your zone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this day, every day you wake up, is such a great bounty, such a great ni'mat. And this every day, the daylight, is a day of investment for you. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every time a person wakes up in the morning, فَمُعْتِكُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا, he will either free himself from the fire of Jahannam, or he will either destroy himself. People of Kufr, you see that. He will either enter, free himself from the fire of Jahannam, or he will destroy himself. A person who understands what I am required to do during daylight. Ye din ki roshni Allah ne di amanat hai. This is amanat. You are not to abuse the light that Allah has given you. You are not to do things in his disobedience. Ek masla yaad a gaya. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi galiban, if I'm not wrong. The ruling of Qasr namaz. The ruling of Qasr namaz. How many miles Qasr? Umar Farooq? Fatwa did it. 48. Umar Farooq said 48 miles. Kilometers? 77. This is the general fatwa they give. Mufti Yusuf Ludhianvi. So anyway, Imam Abu Hanifa has given a masla fatwa on Qasr. But imagine if somebody is going to travel to commit a sin. Then is this concession of namaz given to him or not? So the fuqaha have said, if he is traveling to do zina, if he is traveling to kill someone, example, murder someone. So now he is traveling and he says, oh, zohar parne ki, asar parne ki, and isha I am going to tap him. Isha, I am going to top that man, and it's time for Asr and Maghrib. Well, Asr, chalo, Maghrib to 3 hai. So, Galiban Imam Shafi'i says, no, if your Qasr is in disobedience to Allah, this concession is not given to you. This concession is obedience to Allah. So Allah has given you sunlight not to disobey Allah, Allah has given you sunlight to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal fajri, and that is why in the hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. There are two blessings which a lot of people are negligent about. Two ni'mat, two blessings. They take this very lightly. As-sihatu wal firag. One is your tandrusti. You know, you are tandrust right now. Allahu Akbar. Good health. This good health is such a ni'mah that in your good health, invest for the hereafter. And one is free time. Free time. Ye free time, Allah ki bahut bari ni'mat. This free time. Don't allow time just to pass by. Don't let it just go. So these are the two things. So mashallah, may Allah bless the people who are here in the masjid, sitting in the masjid to listen. You are the mehman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen you to come. After Asr, Jumu'ah, mashallah, barakat, malaika, enter in the masajid, mashallah. So one is tafsir of wal fajri, after Allah taking qasam, that this dawn break, this light that I'm going to give you is such a ni'mat. And make sure you do the right investment. Don't destroy yourself in the wrong things. Tum gunah ke kaam mein mulawwas mat ho. One tafsir. Another tafsir of this ayat-e-kareema, wal-fajri, is fajr namaz. Fajr itself. That Allah has taken an oath by the salah, fajr. That from all the prayers, every namaz is very, very important. But this fajr namaz is that namaz that we can say that from all the prayers, it is considered to be one of the most, most valuable prayer. Why? Inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda. Allah Pak is saying that at the time of Fajr, when the Imam is reciting the Quran, Allah sends down Malaika to listen to the Quran with the Muqtadi. Inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda. Allah is saying that. So this time of Fajr should never be missed out. Namaz ko zarur pare. Namaz ko zarur pare. Qaza hargiz na ho. And so this Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Fajr. And also not only Fajr, two farz, the two rakat sunnat of before farz, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has said, it is better than dunya wa ma fiha. Everything that is in dunya and everything that is contained in this dunya, the treasures, whatever, the two rakats are better than this. That is why you will find that our fuqaha generally don't allow for anyone to take even the fajr sunnah to be lightly missed, casually missed. It's great emphasis. Because of this, there is so much emphasis in the Fajr two rakat sunnah and also the Fajr namaz. So Allah took an oath of Fajr. And when you pray Fajr in the morning, subhanallah, you have already cashed your day positively. Because in the beginning, when Allah has given you the tawfiq to pray Fajr, Allah will give you the tawfiq to also pray Zuhr. And when you will pray Zuhr, Allah will give you Asr. Asr, and Allah give you tawfiq of Maghrib. Maghrib will give you the tawfiq of Isha. So that is why, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu, when we read the Quran, don't just read sarsari, wal fajri wal ayali nashri wal shafi wal watr wal layli zayas wazgar. Wal fajr. What does it mean? That this namaz is also so important that Allah Pak has given us. Unity does not come by the moon. Unity comes by making sure that this entire ummah reads namaz. This is unity. This is the real unity. Changes will really come when we are totally regular in our salah. Ye to bas, it's easy, you know why? Because generally there's always a picking point for the Maulvis. Oh, Maulvi ye karte, Maulvi, are Maulvi hai to tum ho. Maulvi hai to tum ho. Maulvi ko nikal do tumhari zindagi se, tumhe din mein tare nazar aayenge. Maulvi hai to tum ho. Maulvi hai to tum ho. Tumhe bata rahe, bhai, this is deen. Islam is not what you know of hadith. Islam, subhanallah, there is so much understanding, research in every hadith, masla, masail that are taken out. So khair, namaz is so important. Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say, a person who misses namaz conveniently, without any valid reason, and is in the habit of missing namaz, and he is living in Darul Islam, Islamic Khilafat, Darul Islam, where it is the Sharia law that takes place, then they should be killed. What do they say? They should be killed. Wajibul Qatal. And Imam Abu Hanifa says, the people who don't pray namaz, life imprisonment. Kya ga? Life in prison. Now, why is it that you do qatal? Qatal is when you kill somebody else. By namaz is so important that because of the hadith, the people who conveniently miss out namaz by susti, they are considered to be struck out from the fold of Islam and they become murtad. And the punishment of murtad is sazae maut. What is it? Renegade. To leave your deen, to become murtad, it is your wajibul qatl. And Imam Abu Hanifa says, we will put him in prison until he does sincere tawbah. If he does sincere tawbah, then we take him out. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, these are very important laws, my respected brothers, sakht laws, which sometimes, you know, we take it very lightly. You will find amongst the Arabs that no matter what they do, but they don't miss namaz. Because they follow the fiqh of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Very strict. You will find them that they are very regular in namaz. Whatever happens, they will still pray their namaz. And Allah keep it that way. On one occasion, the battle of Khandaq. The battle of Khandaq. Because of the kuffar, Asr namaz was missed. Asr namaz was missed by Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, delayed. Because the enemies were there. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam realized that namaz time of Asr has gone. He got so disturbed by this, Imagine he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the most merciful. And he raised his hand and he gave baddua. And he says, Ya Allah, the people who have caused the namaz of your Nabi and the Muslimin to be delayed, Allah, fill their graves with fire and fill their homes with fire. Can you imagine that? This was with Asr namaz. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Baina rajuli wal kufri tarkus salah. What is the differentiating factor between a person and kufr? Between a mu'min and kufr. What makes him different? What is that marker? What is that marker that makes him a believer from someone who is a disbeliever? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not say beard, kurta, itar, or any other sunnah, or tahajjud, or anything like that. All he said, tarkus salah. A person who is not regular in his salah, there is kufr in him. Allahu Akbar. That is why, because of ahadith like that, some of the scholars like Imam Malik Ahmad, they give a very strong fatwa on this. Remember, conveniently, person just doesn't care. There's one person, you ask him about namaz, he said, This wajibul qatl. So we have to take this matter very seriously. And this is what shaitan does. What does shaitan do, my respected brothers? The shaitan in this dunya has a habit to blur your understanding. You see, the things that allow you to differentiate between right and wrong, he tries to block that differentiating factor. And all his life, shaitan does this, that this person can never see what is right and what is wrong. So for him, There is no difference between a person who is praying namaz and a person who is not praying namaz. He doesn't care. He'll say, no, but I'm good, my heart is clean, you know, I give charity, you know, I give 100,000 last year, I'm a good-hearted person, I don't harm anybody, all these things, you know, nice, you know, statements. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Shaitan makes you forget to see what is right and what is wrong. Shaitan likes to blur things. That is what he is doing now. So that you cannot differentiate. Now what Shaitan is working with, that the new generation should not even differentiate between their private parts. First he is saying remove namaz. There's no difference. Now, you see, when a baby is born and you ask the doctor, doctor, what is it? The doctor is scared to tell you, is it a baby boy or a baby girl? Bichara. You could sue the doctor if you say it's Mubarak, it's a girl. And you might sue him if he says Mubarak, it's a boy. First it was, oh, congratulations, it's a girl. Congratulations, it's a boy. Now, congratulations, it's a penguin. Congratulations, you know, it's a caveman. Congratulations, you know, it's a horse. Congratulations, it's an angel. Could be anything, yeah. So Shaitan is now telling you, yeah, this child, you know, let him grow up and then he will decide what he thinks he is. Look how Shaitan. Shaitan blocks, blurs you, that stop thinking what is right and what is wrong. This is what Shaitan blocks you. Don't think you have no right to think what is right and what is wrong. You have no right to think that namaz is right. You have no right to say that. Maine ek teacher ko kaha, how dare you stop our children from performing salah? Who are you? Tum hoti ho kon? Are you, do you love our children more than the biological parents? Tum hoti kon ho? You are saying that, you know, it's their choice. We know what to do. And this is what Shaitan does. So Shaitan blurs everything. He will say to a girl, Muslim girl, look, your heart is clean. You are a good woman. You respect everybody. Even if you don't wear a scarf, so what? Okay? They can't differentiate. Blood. So now she thinks that, you know what? Yeah, you know, why should I wear a scarf? This is how Shaitan works. Shaitan wants to take your hands and put it in the fire without you even realizing it. So now he doesn't even know, you can't even say that this child that is born, what is he? We don't even know. And he will decide later on what he wants to become. So much so that now Shaitan tries his best that you should stop differentiating. Everything is equal, everything is neutral. So now, don't get married only to a woman. Don't differentiate. If somebody likes a man and they love each other, tumhare abbu ka kya jaate hai? They like each other, bhai. If two girls like each other. Just today somebody was telling me, Mauli sahab, you know, in my taxi I had two girls kissing. You know, two girls kissing. Wow, 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 wow. This is what Shaitan does. Shaitan kills the ability for you to know what is right and to know what is wrong. And he starts off by salah. And that is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the difference between iman and kufr is tarkus salah. When you miss salah, when you don't differentiate how important salah is, then he starts making sure that the other things also are removed from you. Values are removed from you. So then he will say, you know what? You don't have to marry the opposite gender. You can marry the same gender. Okay? People now think it's fine to do that. Then what he talks about, then what does he wipe out? Then he says, actually, you don't even have to get married. What is marriage? Khota kharcha. What is marriage? Khota kharcha. Premier in me chale jao bhai. Khota kharcha. Two people can consent, you live like husband wife. Khota kharcha kyun karna hai? Why? Do it cheaply, exist, you know, nicely, just, you know, you like two people, like, forget all these hoo-ha getting married. Why do you want to get married? Live like married couples without marriage. So even this very important institution in Islam of nikah, to devalue it. Man to marry a woman, to devalue it. The importance of namaz, devalue it. The importance of scarf, devalue it. The importance of the fact that this is your gender and there is no other gender. There are only two genders in Islam. This is shaitan whispering in your mind. Just like how when shaitan will whisper in your mind, the alarm will, you know, set off and it's time for you to wake up. And that's the time shaitan will say, Nam ya habibi, nam ya habibi, oh my beloved, go to sleep, oh my beloved, go to sleep. Aur thapere marta hai isko, kya karta hai? Haath phirata hai. And then this kind of waswasa comes inside you and you forget to do. Just like how when shaitan creates a perfect scenario for a person to get angry. So there he will put waswasa to somebody, here he will put waswasa, there somebody hot-tempered will say something, and that's it, a bomb will blast. See, one is explosion and one is to implode. Waji. You bhi phutta hai aur you bhi phutta hai. Kya hai? You bhi phutta hai aur you bhi phutta hai. Maut to aati hai na bhai. So waswasa, shaitan knows that if there is some kind of a backing given to this boy, and if I can make him feel that he is in the wrong body and make him feel like that all the time, this man and boy will go away. All shaitan, this was waswasa, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why we have to be talking about this, protecting our children, explaining our children. Parents have to play an important role in the education. Now what is happening? Parents have to know where the children are going in the night. What is happening? Why are you late? Who are your friends? What is happening? And quickly, Allah kare ki inki shadiya ho jaye. Jaldi jaldi shadi ho jaye. Talaq bhi agar kisi ki ho jaye, to inki bhi shadi jaldi kar lo. Allah kareem, you know, very quickly people get married. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. So what were we saying? Where were we? At the battle of Khandaq, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan does not allow you to differentiate. Shaitan does not allow you to differentiate. So many things. Up to clothes, maybe aap dekhe unisex. Even clothes, he'll say, no, there is nothing difference. Because once you start wearing clothes like women, he will say, now you look like a woman. Now you look like a woman. Pehle mard ko yahan chhati par baal hote the. Kya hote the? Chhati par baal. Aapke hai baal, logo ke honge na aap log. But then now they say, you know what, when we take the t-shirt out, chhati par baal. So they will want to remove it. Isko kya kehte removing ko? Waxing. Now men want to do, no, don't say astaghfirullah, masle katabat say, you know, I'm just saying they want to do waxing. So what do you want to do waxing for? You want to become hairless. Arey bhai, you are a lion man, lion. And you want to be a little goat? Bakri. Oh, sher, tumne dekha hai sher. Wow man, oh, you see the lion, you know, lion, isko king of the jungle ket. Baal hote iske sab. Wherein mard log a baby, that is, you know, a woman, she will like you naturally for who you, how you are created. That is how a woman thinks. And a man's thinking is different. A man will think that I am attracted to this woman because this is how she is created. But when you try to be a woman, she is not going to be excited by you. Because the woman's psyche is that she is looking for a man. She is looking for a man. Oh, Qari Hanif Saab, you know, he used to do a bayan from Multan Sharif, Multan, Pakistan. He passed away. He says, you know, husband and wife went to sleep, or wo chota baby inka tha, so the baby was sleeping in the middle. So the baby wanted to, you know, drink milk. So the baby lifted the hands and, you know, touched the father's face and he put his mouth to the father. Are bhai, and then the father realized and turned the baby to the mother. You know, because Abba ji ki daadi nahi thi. Abba ji ki daadi nahi thi. Sa, safan, safa, daadi nahi. So when you are going to be a little bakri, when you are a lion, imagine a man, kya hai man? Subhanallah, you know, look at your fingers, yaar. Dekhe to sahi. Fingers ko to aap dekhe. Mard, ye kitni bari ni'mat. What Allah has given you the maqam. And you want to become a bakri. Allah. Mard bano bhai mard. This is what a woman likes. You know, I talk to many youngsters, boys and girls, teens, they also phone talk. And you even ask a girl that, you know, who do you want to marry? Do you want to marry a modern boy who's clean shaven, with, you know, ripped jeans, dogs have bitten everywhere, and, you know, hair color like this, like this. Wallahi lazim, majority of the girls, you know what they say? No, no, Imam Sahib. We want a boy who has a beard, who prays namaz, who's not kanjus, who will look after us, who will live like a man, protect us. This is what they want. This is what they want. Shaitan changes the whole fitrat element. This is what he does, my respect. Don't feel, I'm telling you the truth. A woman does not like, if that woman is a woman, then in her nature, you are not going to excite her. Because Allah has created her in such a way that she is attracted to your beard. She is attracted to your heart bones and your, you know, that you are a masculine, that you have strength, that you have this voice, that you have this anger, that you can say something. This is what they want to see. Lekin ab to ulta ho gaya hai. Baby, how can I help you? Yehi ho gaya. Baby, how can I help you? Well, clean the nappies. Kya? Cook the food. Bichara karta hai, kya kare? But look, you know, please, mothers and sisters, you might be listening. I'm not against the fact that, you know, Allah has given you maqam. But we have to recognize the fact that a woman has to be proud of the fact that she is a woman, and a man has to be very proud of the fact that he is also a man. And both Allah has put great virtue. And there are only two genders, by. Don't try to mix the two. Don't try to mix the two. Khatam ho gayi baat. And so anyway, talking about namaz and the importance of salah, that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a lovely Nabi and a father figure our Nabi was. Muru awladakum bis salati wa hum abna'u sab'i sinin. Ya Allah, the child is not even balig. The child is not even balig. He's not even balig. Allah's Nabi is saying, be mindful, your child is 6, 7, here is 7. From 7, training should start. Make sure he's praying namaz. Make sure he's praying namaz. Bacha. from 7, he's not even baligh, make sure he's praying namaz. Why? So shaitan cannot blur his understanding. When namaz is gone, then everything else is gone. You won't able to differentiate. So when the boy is 10 years of age, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he doesn't pray namaz, maro usko. English mein nahi bol raha hoon. Sunne wale bahut zyada hote hai, kahin mujhe na le jaye. Urdu mein bolta hoon, aap samajh gaye na. Lekin Urdu wale police bhi hote hai, chamche bhi hote hai, sab hote hai, information dene wale hote hai. Darta nahi hoon, Allah se darta hoon. My Nabi, what he said is haq. 10 years of age, zara kya kar lo? Toma. Why? The hitting of your dad, this is mehrbani and shafkat than the fire of Jahannam. This is tarbiyah aspect. What is it? Tarbiyah. Hitting does not mean that, you know, you make him bleed from the nose. No, no, bhai. Hey, namaz. Namaz nahi padi. Namaz nahi padi. Just a bit of a smack. Namaz. Namaz. Hey, namaz nahi padi. Allah give that father Jannah. We are losing those fathers. We are losing those fathers. Wo abba nahi rahe. Today we have got career fathers. Beta, GCSE karni hai, doctor banna hai. Beta, tumhe ye banna hai. Namaz ki nahi parwa. Is my child praying namaz? Did he wake up? Those mothers are going slowly. Bicharo, let him sleep. Kya kehte? Bichara, let him sleep. This bichara boy is going to make you sleep one day. Make sure you don't love your son and your children more than Rasulullah. There was no one greater than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muru awladakum, tell your children. So my respected brothers and elders, subhanallah, this is what shaitan makes you do. He will eliminate and take away from you the main thinking points to differentiate between right and wrong. And you know these majalis, these gatherings, when you come for Juma Bayan and when you come to listen to these lectures will help you to always understand what is right and what is wrong. This gathering is more important than any holiday, five-star holiday, your gym, your anything. When you come here, Allah will put noor in your heart. Suno mere azizo, aao, majlis mein aao. Khuda ki kasam, mujhe aisa kuch bhi nahi hai. Ke yaar, tum meri majlis mein baithunge, so yaar, mera koi wo ho, naam ho. Wo to, that is, you are getting no sawab. You must have ikhlas, I must have ikhlas. There are two things that the community, for a community to be successful, two actions have to be taken. One is the responsibility of the ulama, and one is the responsibility of the general masses, public. And both, in a way, are failing. The responsibility of the ulama is to sit from the pulpit and talk about Quran and Hadith and direct the community in the right way, telling them what to do, what not to do, what is right and what is wrong. And the community, what they have to do is to make sure that they all come and listen to what the Imam is saying. When these two things happen, then the promise of Allah, wa antumul a'launa, you will be most elevated. But this is not happening. People come for Juma at the time of khutbah. Even now, between Asr and Maghrib, how many people are here? And we are the local brothers, very few. Most of the people are from a bit different areas. But anyway, chalo, ye kaam chalta hai, chalta nahi hai, chalta rahega. Allah give us the tawfiq. We don't have the value. This is it. Shaitan puts the value in PlayStation, in gym, in movies, in TV, in other things. We value that more than this majalis. Ye tumhari qurbani, wallahi, it is going to save the iman of your children. Abba bhi aaye, aulad bhi aaye. Aaye, sune. Bahut fayda hota hai. And another thing that shaitan works with, look, brothers, if you are tired, you can lean against the wall. Waise bhi aap ghar to nahi jayenge. So we have to sit till maghrib, am I right? So let me just talk. Allah give you jazai khair. Another thing that shaitan works with is that he will put the wrong information in your mind. You will be giving the wrong arguments to a person who is telling you the truth. He is telling you the truth, but you are arguing with him thinking I am right. Nahi baat samjhe? I'll give you an example how shaitan also works. Allah Pak created Adam alayhi salam. When he created Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an order, usjudu li Adam, do sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Every 199.99, everyone did sajda. Illa Iblis, except for Azazil, the one who is going to be known as Iblis. He didn't. He put up an argument in front of Allah, in the court of Allah. What was the argument? What was he saying? Imagine what he is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is saying, all these angels are wrong, everyone is wrong, because I am made from something that is superior. I am made from fire. Mujhe to aapne aag se banaya hai, aag. And he is made out of soil, earthly material. Where is earthly material can be compared with the fire? So in his mind, fire is greater than, bolo na bhai, fire is greater than soil or earthly material. This was also his wrong analogy and big mistake. In reality, fire is not even greater than earthly material. The earthly material, the soil that Allah has given, that is far more superior. It allows you, your dead to be buried, and most importantly, it will store water inside it. Most importantly, if you put seeds and anything inside it, it will allow food and give you food. What does fire give you? Nothing. It will burn you to ashes. So what is superior? Earth, soil. So even the understanding of shaitan is corrupted. And it's a very subtle corruption. Very quickly a person, if he thinks about it, he'll actually think, no, shaitan is right because fire is fire. No, shaitan is wrong. Even in his analogy, shaitan is wrong. And this is what the Western world will give you arguments. They will present or the wrong examples to trick you, to deceive you, just like how shaitan tricks you and shaitan deceives you. So shaitan was never right in what he said. Never right. And who was right? The malaika. The malaika. Why were they right? Because they understood the right message. The right message is not what your brain thinks. The right message is obedience to Allah Pak. Obedience to Allah Pak. Don't for 1 minute think that Jibreel alayhi salam was not intelligent, right? They are malaika, very intelligent. They never disobey Allah. So they obeyed Allah, they did sajda, and everybody should have done sajda. This was, he lived amongst them. He knows that we have to do sajda. That is why Harun Rashid was very fond of a man whose name is Ayaz. His name is Ayaz. So the ministers were jealous of Ayaz. That he is a common man, a khadim, a cleaner, But Harun Rashid, you know, treats him like an ambassador, minister, and listens to him and puts him close to him, travels with him. Yet we are ministers and close people to the king. Harun Rashid was a pious man. So one day he wanted to explain to them, the ministers, that why I have selected Ayaz. So one day, Ayaz, mashallah, being a king, he had, alhamdulillah, a lot of wealth. And part of his wealth was this very beautiful diamond, a good sized diamond. He invited everyone in the court and he called the ministers one by one. And he said, the Badshah has given an order that break the diamond. Badshah has given an order, break the diamond. So the minister came with a hammer and whatever it was at that time, and he's saying, let me break the... Then he says, no, the diamond is of great worth and value. If I break it, you know, it's not the right thing. Its value is in its shape. So I won't break it. One went, another came, minister, break it, no. Break it, no. Everyone says, no. Maybe Badshah Salamat, you know, is making a mistake. We should not break the diamond. At the end, they called Ayaz. Ayaz, you come. He came. He says, what? He says, break the diamond. He says, who said that? He says, Harun Rashid gives a command, break the diamond. In 1 second, he broke the diamond. So all the minister says, now you will see what happens. Harun Rashid came. He said, you see, this is the difference between Ayaz and you ministers. Ayaz, why did you break the diamond? And he said, more valuable than the diamond is the order of my Badshah, King Harun Rashid. And the other people, for them, the value of the diamond was far more than the order of Harun Rashid. So Harun Rashid wanted to show them, obediency is when the master tells you something. Toro to toro, tordo. Because who is the owner of that diamond? Harun Rashid is telling you to break it. So when Allah is telling you something, there is no logic, my respected brothers. There is no logic whatsoever. So khair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. I didn't have time to continue, but wal fajri, from the word fajr, there is so much that can be extracted and so much masail that we learn. This is an ocean, and we are required to learn knowledge all the time, and most importantly, understand what is right and what is wrong. Right and wrong is only what Allah and His Rasul is telling us. Alhamdulillah. And try to change for the better. Don't think that, you know what, I'll do it later. By doing it later, there is no guarantee. Anything can come. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh used to say something very important. We should all do amal on this. That at night before we go to sleep, for a few minutes, raise your hands and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Maulana Thanvi is again another genius, another great scholar. When you read his books, Allahu Akbar. Great, great alim scholar. His masterpiece work, Bayanul Quran. He's written books in everything. The Ghazali of his time. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when you go to sleep, then make peace with Allah. And how will you make peace? How are you going to do qadr of the day that Allah has given you? Lift up your hands and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I am repenting to you and doing tawbah to you for all of my shortcomings in the past. And every wrong that I have done in the past today. And Ya Allah, everything from birth until now, Allah, I am asking you to protect me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah, I am sleeping, repenting with you, and my repentance is a repentance that is sincere. Allah, forgive all my sins. You are Rahman and you are Rahim. That is so important, my respected brothers. Allah give us the tawfiq. To Allah Pak mujhe aapko har ek ko amal karne ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya rahman.